Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I just like this segment. It's a blessing of God. I want to ask you a question today. Where are you taking God today? Did you hear me right? Let me say it again. Where are you taking God today? I never forget, not too long ago, I was praying and I said, Lord, what do you want me to do today? He said, well, you're my hands, you're my feet. Where are you taking me today? Christ in us, the hope of glory. You see, you got to understand, God never leaves you or forsake you. Why? Because he lives what's inside of you so that you're able to function in this life and people see the Christ in you. You've heard me say this thousands of times over the years if you followed me. The only Jesus some people will ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. Now, faith that fact. And you're going to tell me that you're weak and you can't handle it and you don't know what to do? When you got God Almighty residing inside of you through the personage of the Holy Spirit, let me give you a wonderful verse. It says this in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Oh, I like that. And the life which I now live in the flesh, that means right now as you're watching me, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You don't live by your faith. You live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Think about the sacrifice that Jesus did so we could become born again and that Christ, through the personage of the Holy Spirit, would live inside of us. That's a miracle of God. Here's another verse, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, that's us, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. You know, people say, well, Jesse, you just seem happy all the time. I have the hope of glory. See, so I take God with me everywhere I go. If you're a partner in my ministry, I take you with me too. I'm never alone. I take my partners with me. I pray for them daily. And when I go on the road flying, I take them. I can hear my partner say, come on, Jesse, preach this glorious gospel. I can hear God say, say what I say and do what I do. And guess what? Things get done spiritually, physically, financially, in every area of our life. Faith that fact. Faith it. Come on. And I've said it so many times. Faith is not complicated. Don't try to complicate it because faith is in the now. That's why I say this all the time. Children are born believers until you teach them to doubt. Why? Because they don't complicate faith. They just believe. In other words, if they're hungry, they go to that refrigerator. They don't know how much money it takes to keep that refrigerator full. If they got friends, a teenager, they come in to eat you out of a house and a home. And why? Because it's their parents' job to keep the food in the refrigerator or to keep the food, whatever they want to eat. Why? They don't complicate faith. Where are you taking God today? Ooh, Lord, when you understand it. But just, I want to be debt-free. Well, let's take him down debt-free lane. Let's just believe that, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't complicate it. The Bible says, owe no man anything but to love him. See, the word of God will take care of any problem that you face in this life. Before a problem ever comes to you, God has always produced the answer. What do you think about that? But that's a fact, see? So I deal with the answers more than I deal with the problem. Most people deal with the problem. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and they say, though I stop, build a house, and canonize the place, people just seem to love Death Valley for some reason. I'm out of that, son. I just keep a walking, glory to God. You know, these shoes are made for walking. You know, the song. You know, I always got a song here. The people behind the camera are laughing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, you know, and people just get so mad at me about these planes I fly. Well, yeah, a guy wrote a song about my jets. Jesse and the Jets. Dun, dun. I just enjoyed myself today. You know why? Because I took God with me. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and I want it to be yours. Father, bless people today as they watch Faith the Facts, and let them take you where they should go with you with them. Father, I decree and declare it in Jesus' name. Amen. When I prayed that prayer, I didn't even close my eyes. I just want to keep my eyes on it. I'm just watching you. Praise God. What a blessing it is to come in your home or wherever you're viewing this. Faith the facts of God. The facts will become living reality to you today. Jesse the Plans from New Orleans saying, I love you. See you. Bye-bye.